us confess what we believe with the use of the Nicene Creed found on page 104 in the front of your hymnal. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
As heaven and earth rejoice, let us pray for the needs of the church and all the world, ending each petition, "Hear us, O God, your mercy is great." Your great compassion, O God, has increased our joy. Give us gratitude each day for your light and the bread of life. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Because of your generosity, Lord, the trees clap their hands, the deep waters teem with varied creatures, and the stars burn with distant fire. Make us grateful for all that you call us to nurture and protect. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Because, Lord, you know our need for order, you give us nations, cities, and neighborhoods. Help us to welcome the expertise of leaders, to uphold their good direction, and to oppose what harms the vulnerable. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Because you are a God of healing and renewal, you make whole what is broken. We beg your mercy on all who find this time of year a burden. Strengthen the grieving and comfort those who struggle with addiction or illness. We pray especially, Lord, for those we name now in need of your care. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give thanks for those before us who witnessed to your presence, taught us to pray, and strengthened us in truth. And we give thanks, Lord, for all with whom we share the feast of eternal life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, gracious Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
We share a sign of Christ's peace with one another.
Thank you. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you and with me. O come, let us lift our hearts unto the Lord. You are indeed holy, almighty, and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so love the world that you gave your only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sins, may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. We pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated. We stand. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Thank you.
Our final hymn is number 290, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.